She has real solutions for real problems. The Real Deal with Barb Marshall. Here's Barb.
Welcome to our reality show, The Real Deal with Barb Marshall. And I have seen the Lord move mountains, and He wants to do it again. Today, we're talking about the underlying emotions that you experience when parenting gets stressful and painful. How do you react when your kids get under your skin and when you get emotional? What are the deep inner desires you want to feel when parenting your kids? Sean Donahue is a family coach and the founder of Parenting Modern Teens, a business created to offer coaching, training, and guidance in providing parents the tools needed to raise teens successfully in today's world. Today's show title is Tips for Positively Raising Your Teenager. You know, when my daughter was 19, we made some huge mistakes. She came home, she was pregnant, and for the time before we got to that point, there was this build up to that we literally saw things going wrong. We wanted her to help, we wanted to be there for her, we made the corrections. And up to just a month ago, when her and I talked about this, those moments when she was 19 still haunted me up till all the way now. And I know I am not the only one. So how do you be a good parent and don't get haunted by trying to be a good parent? And what is it going to take for you to start saying, I have arrived, they have arrived, and here's the next generation, and I know we're gonna be okay. Sean, welcome to the show.
How's it going, Barb?
It's going great.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm glad you're here with us. Now, you are passionate about raising kids. You were a pastor, which is one of the hardest jobs in the world. And then you choose to become a teenager coach.
Yeah.
That seems harder.
Yeah.
That seems a whole lot harder.
I love being a pastor. I mean, I was primarily a youth pastor. So uh-huh. I mean, I've been working with teenagers since I was 20. And had a great experience in the church, just wonderful, lots of camps and speakings and lots of kids coming to Christ and lots of good stuff. And then I had this calling, I had an idea, and I had a little tap, like I feel like God was telling me, hey, I've got something different for you. And I had this idea, I'm starting this new creative type of business, a new way of helping families. And my wife, you know, was behind it. We prayed and we rolled the dice and it was super scary.
You rolled the dice.
Yeah.
You just rolled.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you start something new, uh-huh. you know, it's you don't know.
If yeah, it's there's a sacrifice, and
so
you don't know
scary.
How it turns out.
Especially going from like you know a traditional paycheck where you know you have money coming in to starting a new business, and you have kids and a wife,
and everything to support. Now, what created that passion in you? Did it start with you as a child, or did you see certain things that were happening in the church that were impacting you?
Yes.
For example,
oh my gosh, so much. I mean, you ask anybody who's working with kids, like, you know, what fuels you? Where did this start?
Right, exactly.
Everybody's going to have lots of stories, including stories from their childhood. You know, things that they experienced, positive, negative, painful things, positive things. So yeah, I mean, I have lots of things that have built up to that point. But really, I think I really love close families. I think families should be close. I mean, I've got three daughters, you have your kids, and like we love our kids more than words can ever describe. And so
right.
I believe in the power of family. I think family is one of God's greatest gifts to us.
Yeah, but still, so I know your parents went through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So what impact did that make on you that you're so passionate today? God never agreed with a divorce to begin with, most likely, unless
okay.
it was a bad situation.
Yeah.
But it creates a passion
yes.
in you that you say it doesn't have to be that way.
Yes, so personally, yes, there was pain in my experiencing my parents' divorce growing up. Yes, there was pain, feeling, you know, loneliness or feeling like I wish my dad was around more, feeling like I had to choose between am I going to live with my mom or my dad. Then we moved to San Diego. My dad lived in the Bay Area.
Mm.
And then I remember I have stories of, you know, two of my best friends. Their names were Randy and Lance, and they had really strong relationships with their parents. And kind of looking at
There's the passion.
And looking, and I was weirded out by that. I was like, this is weird. Like, you guys hang out with your parents, you share things with your parents. And then it was in my, you know, college years that I really started to process more of the pain, more of what I was missing, more of like what a wonderful, healthy, loving family would look like. And that desire really started, you know, building in me. Yeah. So, but you know, really though, I could go back and tell you lots of stories. Like one of my friends, Barb, I remember, she asked me, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do when you're all grown up? And I said, you know, I don't even know. And I don't even really care. I just know I want to have a family.
Wow.
So, I mean, I knew like early on, like part of my purpose for living was just to be a dad. And now like it kind of makes sense. Now I get to live out my passion and help other people with their dreams and their passions, which is for our kids and families. So kind of all, it's all coming together.
It all came together.
It all came together, yeah.
Okay, so you've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
And some of the things that I was looking at, when I was looking at your website and learned more about you, of course, was I loved what I saw. And when you told me that it's not uncommon that video games are more important now than basically family. So how do you deal when in this world that these kids are drawn to the video games, fall in love with it, and
I
see it in my own grandson right now because there's issues, there is a split in the family, there's stuff happening, and video games feel safe for him.
Well, yeah, it's not really just video games, Barb. Really the best way to describe it is just screens. I mean, screens. The iPhone came out in, let's see, 2007, so 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And not only did it change parenting, it not only did it change like being a child, childhood. I mean, it's impacted all of us. Our cell phones, our games, screens everywhere. And you walk into a restaurant, and you know there's screens everywhere. And then the waiters they bring you another screen on the table.
It's like,
can you get these screens away? I'm like trying to have like some nachos with my kids right now, you know? So, so video games are and screens. So these geniuses, phones, these geniuses down in Silicon Valley.
And I want to hear more about that. Wow, you probably can relate. How do we get all these screens and how do we create family traditions? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Barb TV, the stories we bring, the problems we show, the solutions we present are real. They are raw and they are authentic. The stories we share are with real people. Are you struggling? Or do you know someone that has problems? We want you to know that you are not alone. Many can relate. Are you afraid? God wants to give you peace. Do you feel unloved? Know that God loves you. God wants to give you love, peace, joy, and hope. It's all about the real deal. Barb TV wants to share with you its resources, answers, and hope. It is time to not live in a mediocre life, but for you to step into your full potential. God has great plans for you. We have great answers, resources, and hope. BarbTV.org or 855-515-5550.
With me is Sean Donahue, and he knows all about raising kids. And I'm excited with you to share. For me, he's like the super teen nanny, basically, because he comes up with these brilliant ideas that we all know about, that we are all talking about, but we walk away without the solution, and he's got the answer. So I'm glad to share it with you. So we're talking about electronics in general.
Yes.
So kids are drawn to it. They want it, they want more, but
they
yet
are.
It causes a communication bridge. But so often, when I'm in a restaurant, I see the adults on the phone and the parents, the kids just sitting there waiting.
That's right, because it's not just a child issue, Barb. I mean, this is a human issue. It's really changing the way it means to be a human being now. So so it's not only impacting our kids, our families, it's impacting all of us as adults. I mean, we're the first generation of human beings to have these little things in our pockets, and now we're giving them to 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, and it's hard. It's hard, isn't it?
Yes. So what is the solution? How do you,
when
do you come into the picture, you know?
All right. Okay. Well, first let's, so let me give you a few really helpful points.
Okay.
First is to realize that people like screens for very valid, normal human reasons.
Okay.
Now, the screens that you like and that you're into are probably the ones that are different than I am, mm-hmm. and they're different than the ones my daughters are drawn to, but they all have a common theme. You know, they help us to feel important. They help us to feel entertained. They help us to feel connected. They help our brains to feel stimulated with all the dopamine. And so screens are not going away. And so when we as parents, when we start off by bad-mouthing screens or saying all these negative things, then we lose our listeners. First of all, you come in and you start raging Cajun about your teen's screen, I mean, they're going to check out, and you just lost your audience. And you just, they're not really interested in even what you have to say.
It's actually
just
a really good one. Get out that video game.
You just
kind of dissed.
You know, disrespect is something that is meaningful to them. It's like saying you're bad-mouthing one of their friends right there. So you want to have a voice in your kid's life about screens, which we all do. We want to have a powerful voice. So whenever I talk about parenting, and I could talk about this for a long time, I like to start and end with closeness. Closeness. Being close.
Now, that is also almost, when you said that, it's kind of invasive.
Why is that invasive?
Because I don't know, but it is. I don't know how to explain it, but all of a sudden
right.
I was like, wait, this is my secure area, and you know, do I have to open up, or what's going on?
You know,
am I wrong
in this?
I like
what you're saying. I know, I like where you're going, because you've asked 10 people, what does it feel like to be close with someone? You're going to get 10 different answers.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you go online and do some stuff about screens or about drugs or vaping or about a billion things about raising kids,
okay,
you're going to get a lot of fear, a lot of scary stuff. Be aware of this.
Yeah.
Be aware of that. You're also going to get a lot of people like me being like, hey, make sure you talk to your kids about this. And don't forget to talk to your kids about that.
Okay.
But I think the foundation we want to lay is really being close, earning the right to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because when our kids feel connected, when they feel safe with us, when they feel like we honor them, we care about their interests, we validate that they're different than us. I mean, they are so different from us now. I mean, don't you feel that?
Oh, yeah. There's huge differences.
Then when the time comes and we want to share wisdom, when we want to teach, because Barb, that is really our job. Parents are teachers. We teach wisdom. We teach balancing screens. We teach hard work ethic. We teach them about the Lord's love and the gospel. Then we maximize the ability for them to hear us and to open their hearts to what we have to share. And they need us. They need more of us and less of these screens.
So how do you coach the parents or the children to start making that transition?
So most, I feel like most people I know, Barb, are nowadays, I feel like a lot of modern parents are coachable. A lot of modern parents watch shows like this, or they go on YouTube to learn.
True.
From people like you, from people like me. They are open-minded to want to improve themselves or grow in certain areas. And so I oftentimes don't need to try to convince somebody to grow or to be open-minded. They, like, people that listen to me or come to me, they're already there.
Okay. All right. They're ready to get help. So
they're looking for where
so
do I start
So you coach
with?
Them. I see you like a super nanny walking into the home, basically.
Yeah.
That's just my imagination.
Yeah, I like it. That is what I do. I mean,
you walk in and the nanny says, well, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. That works. Is that how it starts? And the teenager's like, fine, I don't want to deal with this. Elbows across. How does it?
About 50%
give me
of
some
the teens.
Pointers here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, about 50% of the teenagers my team works with. Yeah, we knock on the door and you don't know what's on the other side of that door. It is an adventure. And about 50% would be described as defiant.
Yes.
Stay out of my life.
Right.
You two adults that call, you're my parents, stay out. Leave me alone. And I don't want to play ball with anybody here. And so most of the time what I have found is that working together as a team, creating win-wins, is very doable.
And you're talking the kids and the teens and the parents.
The teens and the parents.
Okay.
Let's work together. Now, there is a time and a place for discipline. I love discipline. I love consequences. And I'm not afraid of any of that. Mm-hmm. But what I have found, whether you have a big topic, a big extreme scary topic, or you just have like a normal everyday talk, like how to build, you know, self-esteem in your middle schooler. Mm-hmm. You know, how to work with your child to make sure that they balance screens or they push themselves in school or diet.
Okay.
What I have found is that when a parent can create like a team environment, let's work together.
And kids are open to that.
They're open.
That's good.
They're open.
Are you hearing this? You know, I just saw this movie. I've seen it so many times. It's an oldie. It's called Gifted Hands. When the mom finally says, I want you guys to grow, and makes them read books before they watch TV, mm-hmm. everything changes because it's done in love.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And next, what would your teen look like if it's what you want?
Peace is beautiful. However, finding peace is not always easy. But the result when you get there is life-changing. Are you ready to dream bigger, pray bigger, believe bigger, and live bigger? If you want to break free from dull Christianity and transform to a vibrant, active believer, what are you waiting for? Dare to Believe Big teaches you to believe like never before. It is time to grow, evolve, and expand. Discover four words that can transform your life. Are you ready to build a relationship with God? God has incredible plans for you. It is an exciting opportunity, and you can live each day with a high expectation of what God will do next. Don't wait any longer and sign up for your new free membership. Sign up now and get a free gift at daretobelievebig.com.
I want you to imagine this. Your teen comes to the dinner table on time and then without asking starts cleaning the dishes. You're enjoying your morning coffee and you look up and you see your teen has eaten a healthy breakfast and is ready for school on time. After months and years of struggling, you finally have confidence that your teenager is drug and vape free. It's a school night, and you peek in your teen's room, ready to say, time to put the screen down and go to bed, and you see they're already asleep. You give your teen some money to go out with friends, and they look you in the eye and say, thank you, I love you, I will go make good choices tonight. You go to bed every night feeling like a great parent and confident that with these parenting tools, you are rocking this parenting thing. This is not a fantasy. This is how it can be for you. When I read this on your website, yeah. I was like, I want that.
Okay.
I want it, but it doesn't sound realistic.
Okay, right.
So I just want to share a quick scripture, and I'm sure you're familiar with that, of Proverbs 22. Dedicate your children to God and point them in the way that they should go. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about pointing. You're talking about doing this, but give us help, because we all say, oh, we can do this. And to me, when I arrived at the age of 18 with my children, my three children, I was like, oh, we did it. No drugs, no alcohol. We have arrived.
Right.
It just started then.
Right.
It just started. So how do you get to these quotes?
Okay, so let's first by talking about the importance of parents being teachers and mentors.
Okay.
Many modern parents today have not embraced this role. Many modern parents today, they just kind of want to be their child's friend, mm-hmm. or they just want to be the big boss.
Mm, I've seen that too.
But people grow from mentoring. They grow from nurturing. They grow from human connection that says, I believe in you. We're going to go on this journey together. And so when we, as parents, when we teach our kids about the standard we want them to live, when we set the bar high and say, this is what I want, then we teach them we nurture them and we give them the emotional connection and the emotional intelligence to get there. Because it's going to be a bumpy ride. But yeah, so to start that, I don't see a lot. I see a lot of parents that aren't doing this coaching, that aren't doing this teaching.
And coaching was new to me. I had never thought, it's always the do's and the don'ts, mm-hmm. and the expectation. And of course, the love is part of all that. But I had never thought of coaching. I think it's brilliant.
Yes, so it is it's a really helpful way to understand like how to parent and what our kids need from us. They need that emotional connection. They need this feeling like, hey, I'm not just here to kind of meet my parents' standards. Yes, my parents do have goals for me. They do have desires. They do want me to push myself. But I know they're on my team. I know I can come before them kind of broken or humbled or said I screwed up. And I know that they're safe to share that with. Mm. I mean, if you think about like one or two people in your life who you really feel safe with, you feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Now, you would probably be more willing to share secrets with these people or to cry in front of them.
True. Very true.
Right. So that means this person is safe for you. But also, if that person were to want to teach you something or to set a bar for you or challenge you, you're really going to take that to heart.
Yes, I would, especially as a competitive person.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I would. They tell me I can do it. I'm going to show them.
But also, if this person were to take you out for an omelet and say, you know, I care about you, but I'd like to talk with you about your relationship with screens. I'm really concerned about it, and I'm thinking about intervening and stepping into your life because I'm really uncomfortable with what's going on. You would you'd be open to that because you know, like, they love you, they care about you, they have your best interest in mind, right?
It should.
Yeah.
Some would say, I'm out, you know.
Right.
Okay, so you do that, you work through that. So what you're really saying is build a relationship, become the coach,
yeah,
and become the parent, coach, semi-friend in a way what's best for them, and this works.
It sure does. Now, of course, we have to also have natural consequences in there because the world, Barb, is filled with consequences.
So the normal consequence is I'll take your phone away, no screens for a month, car keys are taken.
So in the real world, we surround ourselves. Everywhere we look is filled with natural consequences. Mm-hmm. So if you go and you break a speeding law, the consequence is going to be attached to speeding or driving.
Okay.
And so when we think about raising our kids, we need to help them have natural consequences in their life to help them prepare them for the real world.
Okay.
And let me tell you about one of the most powerful consequences, can I?
Uh-huh.
We call it the emotional consequence. Okay, so imagine you're sitting in a boardroom meeting at work or something.
Okay.
And one of your colleagues says to you, like, after you speak up, and you share an idea with the room. And this colleague says, hey, just shut up. Just shut up, Barb. Like, why are you even talking in this meeting? How are you going to feel about that?
Rejected, angry, frustrated, and how dare you interrupt?
Exactly right. Really disrespected. Now, how are you going to respond if 5 minutes after the meeting, this person comes up to you, hey, Barb, I really need your help with some TPS reports. Can you help me out?
I would have to go outside, go to remove myself, scream, talk to God really loudly,
yes,
try to forgive that man, and then walk in. I'm like, okay, God, is this from you? Because if not, I really don't want to do this.
Oh, my gosh, right. Because if you were to go and help this person, you're pretty much sending a message to them that, Barb, you have no feelings. You're a robot.
Yeah.
And they can treat you like
dirt. It's happened to me. It's literally happened to me.
Yeah, it's happened to every parent ever.
Like, oh.
Because our kids, they treat us X, Y, and Z, and then they ask for a ride or they ask for this.
True.
Very true. This happens every day.
Okay.
And so many, you're asking for tools and tips. So many modern kids, they think of their parents as just robots, mm-hmm. that they can just treat and they have no feelings at all. So one of the most powerful things a parent can say to their child is, you know, that really hurt my feelings.
Okay.
I'm feeling sad. Now, I watch football. I like to barbecue. And I didn't grow up with a lot of men saying to me, I feel sad.
Yeah, it sounds a little over the top. So, but if you get the impact.
Right, because we don't have a culture where men often share their feelings or share their sadness.
But it is in there.
Oh, every man feels the whole rainbow of feelings. Every woman, every human.
Right.
And so you ask. So one of the most powerful things, as I answer your question about tools, is for parents to share feelings with their kids and to teach their kids to share feelings with them.
With the consequence that if you don't respect me, I can't do this for you right
so
now.
So you know what? I would love to help you with your homework. I'd love to drive you this place. I'd love to give you $20 to go to Chipotle with your buddies. But we've got to do work here first. Because, son, you know, when you talk to me like that, it really kind
it
of affected
me.
It hurts me. And I care about you, and I know you care about me. So let's work this out, and then you can go have some Chipotle with your buddies.
That's good. Now, if people want to get a hold of you to get more information about what you do and how you coach and help people, what's your website?
My website is parentingmodernteens.com. And I really started this Instagram page, too, a year and a half ago. It's just, like, exploding. It's really fun. So those are the two best ways.
Because you have answers to a huge need that pretty much the whole world is looking
for. We all need tools, Barb. We need tools for this journey called parenthood. And I love to give parents tools because the right tools make things easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us. And thank you for the tips. And, you know, I wish I would have had this. I would have loved to have this when my kids were growing up, because never came to my mind to coach instead of control or tell them. I love them always. But how does that work? So I know you got some out of this, too. I just know this. God gave you children to love. God gave you children to raise. And He is not going to have you just do it alone. People come alongside you. And just imagine how you are teaching your kids, how you are coaching your kids is how God is coaching you. Mm-hmm. He loves you. He is there for you. Pick up on it. Just know this. God loves you. And so do I.
Call us anytime at 855-515-5550.